Matt, you won MasterChef 2 years ago. Was it 2 years ago?
It was 2 years ago, March, yes, first March.
What did that actually mean to you at the time?
At the time, it was almost a relief. I'd spent 6 months filming and it was 6 months hard work. I think the key thing for me was getting to the finals. Beyond that, whether I won or whether I as long as I didn't look like a complete idiot, I was quite happy.
6 months off, that's a really long time to take out of your life. What were you doing before you started the MasterChef challenge?
I was a European manager for IBM. I ran their repair centres for Europe. And during filming, I would go back to my room and get my laptop out and answer lots of emails at 2 and 3 in the morning. And nobody at work really knew what I was doing apart from my immediate boss.
You went on to open your own restaurant, and you were the only MasterChef finalist so far who's ever done that. It's the Wild Garlic, is that right? And what? How long after MasterChef did you do that?
I opened the Wild Garlic about 3 months after the filming had finished. But obviously for me, I opened the Wild Garlic about 3 months after the TV program. Mm-hmm. But for me, I had about 6 months advance notice because the filming's done about 6 months ahead. So, it was kind of now or never at the time whether I did it. The only other person who's done anything similar, Thomasina's got Oaxaca in London, which she runs.
So in reality, you had a massive change in career. I mean, you literally went from sort of being a keyboard king to being a kitchen queen. I shouldn't say that. But you literally went and changed career. At what age were you?
I was 42. It was time for a change. I've done sort of, IT wasn't my first career either. I kind of think in life you take opportunities that come along and you follow them.
And this year's MasterChef finalists, I mean, you must watch now like an old veteran thinking, oh, what's your thoughts about this year's finalists?
It's really interesting watching this year's finalists. There's some real talent. I was lucky enough to be on one of the programs already, so I've tasted the food. I reckon 3 or 4 of them are very, very good indeed. But you can really see the step up, certainly in terms of presentation. You know, they've obviously watched a lot of the shows. You can see sort of from the presentation they're doing that they're kind of veterans of watching what's expected as well. So it's really good to see.
And if you were a gambling man, which one would you be gambling on?
I'm not going to give you an answer as to who I think. I've got my favourites, but they're nothing to do with... I have no more inside knowledge than most of the people who listen to this, yeah. Except I was lucky enough to taste their food. I like... James, who's the young lad with lots of tattoos, and I like him because, you know, he's as attractive as I am, you know.
Now, going on to a different sort of subject with this, I'm just going to say one of the reasons that we're echoing is because while I'm interviewing you, we are in the Institute of Chartered Accountants on Moorgate Street in London. And it's almost like being in a church. There are these absolutely beautiful pictures. There's this huge sort of balcony and gallery and a great glass dome above our heads with a massive chandelier. And the reason that we're sitting here is because we're doing a charity meal for the New Zealand earthquake victims. And we sort of got pulled together by Twitter. Tell me a little bit more about this meal and what made you decide to do it.
Well, I mean, and it is kind of cool here. The walls are hand painted. It's an awesome venue, and it's been given to us at a I think below cost by the organisation. But I mean, to do it was kind of a no brainer for me. I'm a Kiwi. I've lived over here a long time, but it was an idea that I'd come up to London, do a little meal for 30 people, you know, maybe 30-40 quid a head, and it's kind of exploded a little bit. So we're now looking at doing a meal for a couple of hundred people. We're charging 150 quid a head, which sounds an awful lot, but we're talking a 7-course meal. I think we've currently got 6 Michelin chefs lined up to help out, to do a course each. I've got 5 MasterChef winners, including Lisa Faulkner, Dhruv, and they're all cooking. I'm only allowing the MasterChef winners to do canapes, such as the level of chefs that we've got doing the food here. And it's going to be a really amazing event.
What has been the biggest challenge of putting a meal on of this level in terms of culinary? Is it the combination of the flavours or trying to marry up all the donations?
We've got more prizes, and you are handling the prizes. You're the lucky one organising the auction. We've got more prizes than we know what to do with in some ways. But it's great because I know we'll get a good amount of money from them all. It's a real foodie event, and it's really amazed me how quickly all kind of the foodie people, you know, particularly in the Southwest and London, have really come together to do this event. And I know there's another event being organised further up north for the Japanese one. So it's kind of, it's been real exciting to be part of it and really flattering all the chefs pulling together for this.
Now, I know we've got some absolutely amazing auction prizes. It's going to be, there's some really fantastic things going on here. We've got Tim Hayward, who's going to be running the auction. Can you tell me, Matt, out of all the courses that we're going to be eating, there are some really amazing ingredients coming in. Which course is going to be the one that you're going to be trying to sample out the back when everybody else is eating at the front?
I think the one course I really want to try is the one course not being cooked by a Michelin chef. We've got a chap called Alex Woods who does a lot of sort of chemistry, and he's putting together this mock egg. And at last count, I think the centre was going to be pumpkin with a panna cotta, a coconut panna cotta surrounding it, and then a spun sugar eggshell. And it looks just like an egg. It's a really kind of fun thing to try. And as much fun and as much as I understand the technology that's been put into putting it together, what I really want to do is taste it to see if it actually works.
Great. Now, where are we going to find out more information, anyone who wants to buy a ticket?
Best place to find information, either look on my website, thewildgarlic.co.uk.com. There's a link to the Kaiwi Care website, which is kaiwicare, K-A-I-wecare.weebly.com.
Excellent. I'm looking forward to the night.